Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
I want to talk about the power and blessing of a daily devotional life. It is said that a day without prayer is a day without blessing, and a life without prayer is a life without power. Jesus understood that. He had a daily devotional life. He would get up before the day began, and he would go to a place to pray to his Father. He understood that a day without prayer would be a day without his Father's blessing. And he understood that there would be no power flowing through him without prayer first. Jesus is our example. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, 21, "For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." We are called to follow in his footsteps. Are you following in Christ's footsteps? Are you doing what Jesus did, spending quality time with your heavenly Father each morning? He showed us the way to blessing and power. In order to have blessing on our day, and in order to have the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through our life throughout the day, we have to have a daily devotional life. Hudson Taylor's successor, while director of the China Inland Mission, stressed the need to find time to pray. He said that often people say that prayer and secret devotion are important. However, they contradict the words by adding that it is impossible to find time for them, which means they do not regard them as of the first importance. He brought out a really good point. He said, as a rule, we allow at least an hour and a half in the day for the nourishment of our physical bodies. Why should we expect our Christian life to be strong and helpful to others if less time is given to secret devotions? Authors Edwin and Lillian Harvey wrote the following in the book Kneeling, We Triumph. It says, "There's no greater power in the world than prayer. True prayer can do anything. The prayer that is wrought by the Spirit and is presented at the throne of the omnipotent God in the name of Christ." They continued, "Prayer is a privilege that God has given to mortal man. Of all the gifts of heaven, few are greater, and none we use the less. Prayer lifts the heavy burdens that would press upon the soul. It heals the broken heart, and worries, cares, and troubles all depart. It calms the anxious, sets the mind at rest, and he who really prays is truly blessed. Wherefore, O mortal man, lift up thy head and pray and seek the face of him who said, 'Come unto me, and I will give you rest.' Believe his word and tell him your request. Be not cast down, but go to God in prayer. He will solve your problem, lift your every care." He who spends time in the presence of the Lord carries a divine atmosphere with him into every day. His heart is continually drawn to that inner sanctuary, and he counts his day drab and dreary if he has not crossed the threshold into the holy place, into the presence of God. The psalmist said in Psalms chapter 57, verse 8, "I will awaken the dawn." The psalmist knew the blessing of that quiet time alone with the Lord in the secret place before the busyness of the day began. Take time in the morning to let God reveal himself to you. Give yourself time to be quiet before him, time to worship him, to love him, to honor him. Take time to thank him for the abundant blessings that he has bestowed upon you. Take time to read his word in his presence, that from it you may know what he is asking of you and what he promises you. Madame Guyon said, It was my practice to rise at midnight for worship. God came to me at that precise time and awoke me from sleep that I might enjoy him. He seemed to pervade my being. My soul became more and more attracted to him, like the waters of a river which pass into the ocean and after a time become one with it. Oh, unutterable happiness! Who could have thought that one should ever find happiness equal to this? Hours passed like moments when I could do nothing else but pray. It was a prayer of rejoicing, of possession, when the taste of God was so great, so pure, so unblended, that it drew and absorbed the soul into a profound state of confiding and affectionate rest in God without intellectual effort, for I had no sight but of Jesus only. That is what I desire to experience. I hope that you also have that same desire. There is a famous hymn called Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. The hymn writer clearly had an intimacy with the Lord in the secret place. He wrote, "Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place, so near, so precious. May it find me there each day, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray, while I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me, as I sit low at your feet. Oh, look down in love upon me. Let me see your face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness." This hymn describes the secret place of prayer, of intimacy with Christ. Sitting at the feet of Jesus changes our heart, changes our desires, changes our motives. When we sit at the feet of Jesus, the things of this world grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Sitting at his feet every day will require a sacrifice of our time, but the reward will be new life. The reward will be peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I ask today that everyone who's listening to this podcast will enter in to that secret place of communion with you, that each listener will find you in the secret place. Lord, we ask that you would draw us. Draw each one of us into that secret place of prayer, of communion with you, that place where we are changed from glory to glory. Show us your glory, as Moses prayed, show us your glory, O Lord. I just ask today that you would bring us, your people, into an intimacy with you. And I pray today that you would awaken your church across America, that your church would return to her first love, that the church in America would catch the vision for having an intimacy with you, that we would set aside things of this world that are just vain and passing away, to spend time at your feet, to spend time in your presence, coming to know you, Lord, hearing your words, knowing what you speak to us every day, so that we can be filled with your life and power, so that your Spirit can move through us to the needy, to the lost and needy in this world. I pray that you'd bring us into an intimacy, O Lord, I pray. in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.